Cohn and her husband were about an hour late arriving in Petaluma from L.A. They live in Rancho Palos Verdes, about an hour from the L.A. airport. It was 8:30 at night, and Cohn hadn't eaten, but she insisted on doing our interview right away. Sorry she'd made me wait. After some small talk, she told me about one of the incidents that had spurred her to action during the war, the torture and murder of her boyfriend Jacques, who had unintentionally killed a French Nazi collaborator in a kidnapping gone wrong.
The morning of the day where I started my final examination as a nurse, I opened the newspaper. I saw the five students of Poitiers, and I knew right away that was them. So I read that article where I learned that they had been shot on October 6, 1943, on Mont Valeria, which was the worst prison in Paris at that time.
You can already get a sense of this nearly 99-year-old dynamo. She remembers the dates from the 1940s with precision, and despite the horrifying news about the love of her young life, she managed to use his memory to inspire her to pass her nursing exam that day. I asked her about the incredible heroism she displayed in the short time after the liberation of France, but before the end of the war. As she has her whole life, she shrugged off the label of hero.
It was something which was offered to me. I didn't look for it, but it was offered to me, and I could never resist. I'm sorry. I could never resist her.
Later, Mart would remember the word she'd been searching for, the only word she stumbled over during our 20-minute interview in her third language. She could never resist a challenge. A challenge like traveling in Germany in 1945, where the revelation of her identity as a Jewish spy working for the French army would have meant swift, certain death.
I never understood that I had saved so many lives. People told me that, and then I realized it. But on my own, I never thought about that. That was not a way I saw things. I was very happy to have found this important information, because if I risked my life, that I knew, that I risked my life every minute. If I risked my life, I had to get information. And I was very lucky.
Many times, it seems, in the telling of your story, you almost died. There were bombs falling, there were bullets flying.
Yeah, but I was always very lucky. I was never even touched by them. And I have to tell you something amazing, is that the German government gave me the highest reward for what I had done in Germany against them. And they gave it to me because in the citation of one of my medals, the Croix de Guerre, they said that my information was so important that it shortened the war. So the Germans feel that I saved German lives. I told you, you never know the consequences of what you are doing, of your actions. It's amazing.
98-year-old Mart Hoffnung Cohn. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.